Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Is social media stressing you out? Let's go in-depth with Christy Leonard with the Pella Wellness Consortium and Central College. So Christy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. You and I haven't spoken since pre-pandemic times.
It has been quite a while. It has. Indeed, so it's good to talk to you.
Yeah, and it's been a pretty rough year for a whole lot of people, hasn't it?
It has, and for so many different reasons, whether it's because they can't do the things they normally do, and they're feeling a sense of loss and grief. Maybe a loved one or themselves have been impacted by COVID and have been sick. Maybe it's that they can't communicate or see or touch or feel or be with their loved ones. There's so many reasons that this year has been a struggle. You're so right with that.
And this is what you do, is our health and wellness, correct, at Central?
Yep. Assistant Dean of Students, and then specifically for wellness and well-being. And even then, counseling falls in my area. I'm not a counselor. I'm not a licensed mental health counselor, but we do have those on staff, and I oversee that area. And so the mental health has, for all, for college students, for the general public, for any and all individuals, mental health has taken a big hit in the past year with COVID. And part of that, it's not necessarily good, but it's brought awareness and a lot less stigma to the issue. So that's one positive thing that COVID has brought about, is more awareness of mental health concerns and issues, and that it's okay to ask for help, and that there are many people struggling, even though sometimes you can't tell. So yes, it's definitely taken a hit on people's health and well-being, social, physical, emotional, spiritual. In so many ways, people have struggled.
Well, and you're holding a special Zoom session on stress and social media. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yep. So being part of the Pella Wellness Consortium, we are collaborating with the Drake University Robert D. and Billy Ray Center, and Character Counts is housed out of there. And we are putting on a social media stress workshop, and it's been funded by the Pella Roll Screen Foundation. So it's a collaborative effort among partners in the area and the community. And it's a virtual workshop on March 23rd at 6:30 p.m., and no cost to attend. And we want to let people know that we know social media can be stressful and in so many different ways. I can touch upon those here momentarily. But we want to give them tools and a toolkit to work through that stress and to have a stress management plan. And it's going to emphasize that we can manage our social media stress through awareness, mindset, actions, reflection, and then you have some strategies that are evidence-based and research-based to build a stress management plan. So this program is really for all parties, kids, teenagers, adults, the elderly. Yeah.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about social media stressing us out with Christy Leonard with the Pella Wellness Consortium and Central College. I tend to deal with stress and social media in a couple of ways, and maybe you can help me out here. One of the things that I do is I'm careful about what I post. I try to post mostly positive things. Like when COVID first hit, I went for long walks early each morning, and I just posted pictures I took on my phone of flowers.
Yep.
And I think that especially some of my older friends that couldn't and wouldn't get out, I think they really appreciated it. But you can't do all of that. Is there any issues associated with only showing one side of, you know, of your existence? I tend to, if I'm stressed out, I guess I'm just going to open up here. If I'm stressed out, or I see something negative, or something negative happens in my life, I rarely post it. Mm-hmm. What are the consequences of that?
You bet. So, just as you said, sometimes people post just one, just pieces of their life. We don't always see the whole picture when people post on social media. And so sometimes people post just the great things that well, and not so much in the past year, but that vacation that they're taking, or those awards and the great parts of life that are fantastic, and it's great to post those. But sometimes when people on the other side are seeing all these great things and all these positives, they might reflect on their own lives and say, oh my gosh, I'm not doing nearly that much. I'm not having that much fun. My kids are not that successful. I'm not that successful. And that can be hard because, again, they're only seeing one part of a person's life and thinking they're missing out. So there's different things that can provoke. It can provoke anxiety, depression. For some, it can even lead to death by suicide. It can lead to other mental health issues. And so, yes, there's definitely that risk of, when something's posted, we just see part of it, and we jump to conclusions, and we have that fear of missing out. FOMO is what they call it, and fear that we're missing out on something, when in reality, we're just not seeing all the parts of another person's life.
So the person that everything looks perfect, I don't have to feel like my life is lacking because there are, you know, ups and downs day to day.
Exactly. It can be a facade. It's just not the whole picture. So you're exactly right with that.
So was I doing my friends any favor by posting pretty pictures of flowers?
You know what? There's a flip side to that, though, too, Bob, because some people are down and are depressed, and they get on social media, and there's the possibility of spiraling downhill. If you just see some of this news that is very depressing for you, or the fake news, or the, whatever that may be, seeing some of those positives can be uplifting. It can be uplifting to see family members that, you know, maybe I have a family member in Arizona that I haven't been able to see and travel to go visit because of COVID. But if I see their pictures online, I at least have some connection to them. I can see how their kids are doing. I can see those things that I'm not able to be a part of necessarily, but I at least get to have some connection to my friends and family's lives. So yes, especially, you know, you mentioned with the elderly can't get out. And so for you taking pictures of those flowers, that's one way they get to enjoy that. So there's many sides to this coin. Social media, it can be a blessing and a curse. If it's used in moderation and for what someone may deem the right reasons, it can be healthy. But when it's taken to an extreme, or when just one perspective is seen, when it starts to affect our mental health, when it gets into cyberbullying, when it gets to an addiction, when it gets to misinformation, that's when it can spiral and be more of a downfall.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about social media stressing us out with Christy Leonard with the Pella Wellness Consortium and Central College. I'm dealing with an issue now where I've got a friend, we've been friends for years, but they've started posting political things that are just really mean and angry and wrong. And so we haven't talked about it. I don't want to talk about it, but this friend, I feel I'm losing my friend. Mm-hmm. And that's stressful for me. And I don't know how, and I've seen him a couple of times recently. And it seems like he's a little distant from me too, but I don't know what to do. I want to still be his friend on Facebook, but I'm just going to be honest, I've lost a lot of respect for him, and that makes me uncomfortable.
And I think I've heard that from a number of people that has been the case. And I think there's a couple ways a person can go about that. One, to have boundaries and to not get upset, because maybe every time you read that person's post that upsets you, and to realize that and say, you know what, I'm going to disconnect from this person, or I'm going to unfriend. And that's I mean, there's ramifications to that. There are consequences. You don't have that person that you're connecting with anymore, but it might be the most healthy thing for you to do, to say, you know what, I it's not healthy for me to continue to read this, and I get upset and decide, you know, disconnect. There's also the other side where you could say, you know what, I'm just going to realize that we all have different thoughts and different beliefs, and we all have different thoughts on the political spectrum, and that we can agree to disagree. And it goes back to something that actually the Pella Wellness Consortium did a program on this fall with civility, and learning that, you know, my way isn't always the right way. The other way isn't always the wrong way, and to seek to understand. And maybe there's actually something, even though we might get frustrated by that post, we might be disappointed, we might actually learn something from it too. And we might change our views, we might not, and that's okay. But we're all different, and we need to respect each other. And so if it gets to be uncivil and there's name-calling and there's things that are just belittling, that might be the time to break that connection. But if you find that you're actually seeking to understand and learning, again, you don't have to agree with that person, but having that civil dialogue and conversation it can be healthy.
Well, maybe. I don't know. It's just that maybe I fear he's showing his true self, and it's not a very nice self on Facebook, and it's very different from the one I see in person. And I don't know how to negotiate that.
Right, and I do think sometimes people, when they can quote-unquote hide behind a screen, their true self come out. And maybe that's where you decide, I really don't have as much in common with that person as I thought. I don't respect that person. And that's maybe where you just either choose to ignore what you see, or you choose to disconnect with that person. I know I think it's each individual's choice with each individual situation to decide what's best for him or her, and go from there. So I wish I had the golden ticket for you, that magic answer, but I think it's really case by case. Each person needs to decide on their own what's best for them.
Well, thank you very much for the counseling session. I've sort of shared my stress with you. I'm sure there's other kinds of stresses, if you could just briefly go over them.
You bet. So we talked a lot about the mental health, depression, the anxiety, the misinformation. Kids are impacted by stress. Oftentimes you hear of cyberbullying. And again, it's when sometimes those kids can hide behind the screen and be anonymous. And we've heard of kids who have, again, died by suicide because of the bullying they received online. There's the addiction. There's the loneliness. There can be hacking online and, you know, fake identities and scams and such. There's poor sleep. A lot of times people are addicted to the screen and just stay on the screen for hours on end and don't realize that it's 2 in the morning. I've been scrolling on Facebook for how many hours? The time just passed by. So poor sleep. Again, going back to the kids, the cyberbullying, as I mentioned, but also what they're exposed to. There's a lot of things online that we try to at least shield our kids from till a certain age, and they may be exposed to things that just aren't safe or healthy for them at the age they're at. And there also might be worry about what kids post online too. So again, it affects all parties, all ages, all people in every way, shape, and form. So there's the parents might have their own stress that's building, but then they might be stressed about how the social media is impacting their kids too.
So how do we attend your session on Tuesday?
Yeah. So I think that probably I can give you the website, the Zoom address. It's relatively short for a Zoom address, but then also people can just contact me, send me an email, and I'll give you that here in a moment too. They can send me an email and I'll shoot them back with a link to the Zoom call. So the link is https://. tinyurl, so tinyurl.com /ray-center. So RAY and then a little hyphen, actually, CEN T-E-R. That is kind of a mouthful. It's a shorter length than usual. But if they just want to send me an email at Leonard K, LEONARDK at central.edu, I can send the link. And then also, we have a Facebook page where the link will be right on there on our flyer that's posted. So people can just get to our Facebook page, Pella Wellness Consortium, and find the event listed and on one of our posts and click the link there too. So there's a few different ways they can access the link.
Well, Pella Wellness Consortium sounds pretty simple to me on Facebook.
I think that would probably be the easiest, but again, whatever works for whoever.
Right. Why are you doing this?
That's a great question. We were thinking as the Pella Wellness Consortium, in what ways can we help the community deal with COVID? And, you know, we thought about different things we could do. We put on mental health first aid last summer for people. We worked on the civility workshop this fall. We did the community common reading experience. But we were like, you know what? Everybody's been impacted and stressed out by COVID in one way or another. And so we really thought about stress. It's very general, but COVID has really tapped into our stressors. And then we did get a little bit more specific. We wanted to think of a topic that related to stress or that could also be not just one niche market that we were going after, but impacts everybody, like I said, all people. And we thought, wow, social media, whether or not people are on social media, they hear about it. In some ways, they're stressed about it. And we thought that might be a great topic to tap into, is to help our community with something that is prevalent due to COVID, and stress, unfortunately, is ever present in our lives.
Thanks to Christy Leonard for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe. An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.